Right now, it is time to bring in somebody who is in Boston, which is a very beautiful city and one everybody should visit at least once or twice in their life for the historic landmarks that are there. And one of those historic landmarks joins us every week, and that is Dr. Judy Werpin, co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com. Also, Simon Loses His Tummy. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Dr. Judy Werpin. Good morning, Judy.
Wow, I feel about as important as a mountain lion.
You are.
What about that cemetery that he doesn't want to know the name of?
That's in
Don't ask me.
That's in France.
I can't help you.
Anyway, while you were talking about the mountain lion, I was thinking about what I want to talk about today, which is hamburgers that look like that are not made from animals, but I'm thinking that a mountain lion probably would not go for one of those. Rather take the real thing.
That's no right. Question. I think your topic is really crucial because in 15 years when we are standing here just like with dents in our faces from smacking ourselves in the head, as people realize that there's a downside, you know, what's it going to look like?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, if anybody sort of perused really the headlines, especially of the business section of
Beyond
newspapers
Meat.
Last week, you would have seen information about a company that based in California that sells something called the Beyond Burger, and another company also based in California called producing something called the Impossible Burger, and both of these hamburger-like foods have suddenly burst on the consumer market, promising and in really most cases delivering a beef-like product that really mimics the real thing in appearance, in the way it cooks, the way it looks as it cooks, turning from sort of a red, you know, raw burger appearance to something that is brown and charred but actually has juices that look like real hamburger juices. And apparently, in terms of the texture and the taste, is very, very similar to a hamburger. And Burger King is now going to be selling the Impossible Burger in all of its 7,200 stores throughout the country. And you're going to be able to find both burgers in the freezer case of your local supermarket within the year. The point of eating something like this is that it is not meat. But and by doing so, we're going to, according to what the manufacturers want us to believe, we're certainly going to help improve our environment because we will be using a fewer resources to support the growth and development of cows. And also, we probably should be thinking about these burgers as healthy substitutes for beef. And the question really, and also, you know, it's obviously very good for people who really don't want to eat red meat, but really miss, you know, the mouthfeel of something that really tastes like it came from a cow. The real question is it as healthy as eating beef if one looks to animal protein in order to deliver not just actually protein, but also sort of the vitamins and minerals that are found in beef? And curiously, you know, many nutritionists who have looked into this say, well, don't expect just because these products, the Impossible Burger and the Beyond Burger, are made from, by the way, pea protein in one and soy protein in another, with all sorts of added vitamins and a whole host of processed ingredients to make it really look natural, even though it's totally artificial. These burgers are about the same number of calories, actually slightly more, as in a 4-ounce animal burger patty. Very high in salt, much higher than an unsalted animal burger, and very high in fat to give you that sort of juicy, fatty mouthfeel that you get from a real hamburger. So nutritionists say don't expect to feel any healthier or better nourished in terms of health by eating these artificial hamburgers, which is sort of interesting because you sort of assume that anything that deviates from what we found in nature should be healthier. Otherwise, why would we even bother doing it, right?
Well, that is one of the distortions of a plant-based diet. I'm going to say something. This sounds like a digression, but warning, as far as distortion goes. You call it plant-based. Okay, fine. That sounds really healthy, right? Plants are healthy.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Okay, so you don't do the next level of critical thinking. And this is my digression example. New poll came out this morning, all right? Bruited all over the TV, big letters, big shows. You have to look in the very bottom lower bit where you find out that 306 people were surveyed. And the margin for error is 5.6% either way. But the whole dialogue is about, oh, it's like 1%, that person's ahead. It's like, it doesn't matter. You got to throw it out. You have to understand that what's coming, what you're hearing, is flawed based on that little piece of information. Just as you have to understand, and this coming back to the impossible, and this doesn't take away from its merits for certain people with physical conditions. However, if you are going to swap it out, you have to understand that you are going into, you who are doing this because you want to be plant-based and make your body pure, are going into the processed and additive business in a huge way.
Exactly.
So
I was really sure. Yeah, go on.
No, I don't know whose job it is to make those wires at least get into the same room.
You're absolutely right. I mean, I was, you know, when I first read about these vegetable-based burgers, I thought, wow, that's really great because you think, certainly you don't have the cholesterol that you would from animal protein. But I think of all these people say, well, I only eat natural foods. And so you think about, well, you have a plant-based hamburger, you know, otherwise known as a veggie burger, but they don't call it that. And you think, wow, this is really good for me, you know, because you see recipes. You can make these vegetarian burgers at home. You take all sorts of, you know, vegetables and nuts and, you know, shredded beets and carrots and lentils, and you can make something that is not definitely an imitation of a beef burger, but it is satisfying and it gives you the feeling that you're eating something that's burger-like. But if you look at the ingredients in these burgers that supposedly these imitation beef burgers, it is startling. I mean, it's forgetting about just the protein, but you have coconut oil, potato starch, apple extract, sunflower lecithin, pomegranate powder, and cocoa butter, and coconut oil. I mean, it goes on and on and on. And what's more, it says, oh, well, it has all the you know, important nutrients of beef, but it doesn't. It only has sort of the major nutrients that you can pick up in a laboratory very easily, like, you know, certain vitamins and a little bit of iron and zinc. But if you look at the actual ingredients, the nutrients in real beef, it goes into the dozens of the small nutrients that you would normally be getting if you ate natural food. These are not natural foods, and I think people really have to realize that. They're highly processed, artificial foods that are made because people who are giving up beef really can't give it up, and so therefore they have to eat something totally artificial, heavily processed, in order to feel themselves, make themselves feel good because they're not eating beef. I mean, is that crazy, Jill? I don't get it.
It's totally crazy, and we will continue this conversation anon, and the password is a micronutrient. Thank you very much,
bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Dr.